Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, nice skin, so gorgeous. We thank the life gorgeous.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous. Its torso is so tight.
An exhale of inner peace from Gregor's. Happy holidays, young people. This is the last podcast of 2023. I'm not having a podcast Christmas week. This will carry you for 2 weeks. My name is Mr. Kilborn. This is where I share my magical life in hopes of improving your life. The holiday edition. Great friend, great energy. I call her bubbly. Allie McKay from the East Coast joins us. Hello there.
The crowd goes crazy. Hello, Mr. Kilborn. Thank you for, I feel like I shouldn't carry the people 2 weeks, but I appreciate it.
I'll help out.
Okay.
I'll do some stuff. No,
possibly the heavy lifting too.
What was I going to say? Yes. So you're bubbly. I feel like you're the kind of person who loves Christmas and is the kind of person who goes to those all year round Christmas stores. You know, those, they have the Christmas stores. Are you, is this your favorite holiday? Do you love Christmas?
All time favorite holiday. I do start decorating. Some say too early. I say easy, Scrooge. No such thing. I do start decorating the first week of November.
Oh.
However, I thought it would be fun this year since I was going to have my first trick-or-treaters this year at my new place in Maine. They're old enough to be trick-or-treating now. I thought, wouldn't it be fun if I opened the door as Mrs. Claus and already had my tree up?
Oh, my Lord. I nailed it. I nailed it. You love Christmas.
Yeah. October 28th, everything was up. It's a sickness.
So just to let people know, Allie, of course, is a television personality. She was on the KTLA morning show for a long time. K-Rock here in Los Angeles for a long time as a DJ. She's been around on other places. Like, I don't know if it was Utah or Colorado. I don't know. Does it matter? Where else were you? Television.
I mean, people in Utah would be like, yeah, it matters. It was, Utah and Sacramento, a little time in New York. I've just run the gamut. You know how it goes. You go until you're happy somewhere.
So I have this, I've kind of nailed it so far with the Christmas thing. I have this image of you. I think they're called jumpsuits, those red. So I'm saying you have a velvet Santa Claus jumpsuit. For a baby, it would be called a onesie. I don't think they call that for adults. But do you run around the house in a red velvet Christmas jumpsuit?
I have a Santa jumpsuit. I have a gingerbread man jumpsuit.
Oh my God.
I sound cuckoo. And I just want to say, I am not in the exact room I should be for you to really experience Christmas. That's all downstairs. This is just my office. So this is at a one compared to what the rest of the house is at. There are real, there are five trees here. That's not a tree. That's just a little birch tree in the background. That doesn't count. But I've got a tree out on my porch, tree in my bedroom, a tree upstairs, a tree downstairs. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of, I definitely nailed that. I thought that.
Yeah, you did.
Doesn't surprise me. Do you have a lot of happy childhood memories of Christmas?
I do. And you've probably seen that meme that came out recently that it said
about Rudy Gobert?
Yes.
Oh, no, not about
weird, Rudy. Right? No, the meme that said the pure magic of the holidays you realize when you're older was just a mom that loved you so much.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And that's how it was for me. My mom is bonkers about Christmas. That's where I got it. Everything, right. Everything has its place. There's Christmas magic.
Right.
There was mass at Christmas mass on midnight mass, New Year's Eve. What? Christmas Eve. There are just such specific things that feel so good to me.
Yeah. I always, when we put up the tree and the lights, back in Hastings, Minnesota, the colorful lights, it was just like, I mean, it's like watching Willy Wonka or something. It was so enjoyable. And, you know, sometimes they have just the lights you have on your little tree back there, the white lights, and those were kind of classic, but not the colored ones I liked. And then we had an old railroad, a little train track that ran around, and it was a toy train, and it was pretty fun. It was a really good antique, kind of expensive. I don't know how we got it. It was a hand-me-down from, you know, our grandparents, but we had this really cool train set. Do you guys ever have a train set around the tree?
We didn't. I wish I did. That would have been really cool. But something I love that they still do, I didn't even know that they still did these, but did you ever in your stocking, this was the greatest thing. I could get the greatest Christmas gifts ever, but I couldn't wait to get to my stocking because I had the Lifesavers storybook.
Oh.
Do you remember those as a kid?
I don't remember that. I'm a little younger than you.
Okay. It was a booklet that you'd open up, and each side were just all different Lifesavers. And the best one during that time was Butter Rum.
I remember that. Yeah. Butter Rum was amazing.
Oh, the best.
Oh.
That's
kind of like butterscotch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
So I guess the big question, one of the big questions, because they're all big questions. Did you open your gifts Christmas morning or Christmas Eve? Because I have the correct answer, but you go first.
That's a great question. And I'm not sure if I'm in the minority on this, but we were allowed one gift on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
One gift, you open that, and then Santa was going to come the next morning. And very strange, almost every year, that one gift that my parents said, oh, these were left by elves, were PJs or slippers. What the heck are the chances of that?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Very cute.
So we opened them when I was younger, Christmas morning. So that means it was very difficult to sleep, the anticipation. And then at some point when we grew up a little bit, probably like eighth grade, we opened them at Christmas Eve. Less pressure. We're a little cool now. Kind of know that Santa doesn't exist eighth, ninth grade. But so I'm trying to think. So we left the milk and cookies out for Santa. And that was, of course, Hiram. That was my father. He would, drink. I don't know if he drank the milk or poured it back in the carton or put the cookie back or actually ate. I have no idea. I never asked him. I didn't want to ruin anything. You know what I'm saying? But did you sing carols a lot?
I was in choir from elementary school through college. So there were Christmas carols. Absolutely. There was actually, I discussed this with Bean that I do the show with.
Yes.
And he and I bonded. One of the first things we ever talked about was Christmas music years ago. And we bonded over, there was an album called Sunshine and Snowflakes. And it was called 40 Kids Singing at Christmas. And as a little girl, I didn't quite get that all of these were real Jesus-based songs. But now I listen to it, I'm like, holy Jesus, this whole album. But it's these little kids singing at Christmas. And that's just me like singing every single word to this day. And Bean's like, oh, I don't know anyone else that knows that album.
He knew the album?
He knew it and loved it as well. It's just, it's lovely. But then I grew up, you know, my parents moved out to LA where I was born and raised from Massachusetts. So they were trying to kind of have the whole California feel.
Right.
So soon became the Beach Boys Christmas album.
Yes.
That was our thing in right. the morning. So that anytime I hear Little Saint Nick yeah. or any of those songs, I think of Christmas back home.
We should mention your podcast with Bean. What's it called?
Yes, it is called A Cup of Tea and a Chat with Ali and Bean. We do it on Patreon.
Is Bean still over in London or he moved to New Orleans?
He moved to New Orleans. And since we last spoke, he's moving back to London.
Okay.
House goes on the market next week. If you need a great home in Louisiana, boy, do I have one for you.
That's hilarious. Yeah. He just moves around. Is there any reason why he does that? Do we know?
He's on the run. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do not know. He just moves. He moves so much. I have anxiety still from moving to Maine 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It takes so much out of you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh I no agree. Big deal.
Yeah. I the packing and all that and the address change and all, I can't deal with that. You have to ship all I'd have to ship all my vests over to England. It would just take forever. Oh. Wait, going back to the music. So Christmas music is special. You have both the Santa Claus stuff, and then you have the religious stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have favorite songs encompassing all. I always liked, now is this a Christmas song or is this just a church song? Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
I think it's both.
Okay. I like that song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's a pretty song. I like, I have questions later, so I don't want to give them away, but I have a couple Christmas song questions for you.
Okay.
Do you have any favorite Christmas songs?
As a young gal that grew up listening to K-Rock,
yeah,
I feel like if you didn't listen to K-Rock or New Wave, you wouldn't love Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses the way that I do. But Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses is such a delight.
Okay.
And of course, Fairy Tale of New York, now especially, kind of takes on a whole new meaning. So there's so many I like. Those are the more... I don't want to say updated versions because they're both, from the 80s? Right. But I do, I'll love anything Bing Crosby. Give me some Bing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Give me, what's that guy that does all those songs?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep. Love his Christmas tunes.
I'm joking. That's not who you're talking. That's how
no,
you.
No, of course not.
Who's the guy that does all the songs? Give me some hints because I'm good at guessing this stuff.
He's an older guy.
You know what I mean?
Like one
Perry
of the
Como.
Old-
Perry Como.
Yes. Thank okay. you. Oh my gosh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah,
yes.
I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love all those old timey songs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do I.
Yeah.
Very nostalgic and I enjoy that. Yeah, we used to, not to shock my friends listening out there, but I, young Craigers, we used to go to the Presbyterian church. I used to go to church as a child. Hope that's okay that I say that.
I think it's fine.
Used to, take the bus and we would go to the old folks' home, the group of us, and we would sing carols, for the old people, during the holidays, you know?
That is so lovely.
Look how tall that boy is. What's your name? I'm Craig. Thank you. Do you play basketball? Yeah, I do. Thank you. Oh, come all ye faithful. You know, so I would sing, and I'd go home and have have a little sip of martini with my father. I'm kidding when I say that.
Okay.
Do you have favorite Christmas memories from growing up? Because L.A., you don't have the white Christmases in L.A. Mm-hmm. I had white Christmases in Minnesota, and they were great.
Sure.
It was... Yeah.
We had a lot of times winds, so we had windy Christmases back home. No, not real weather-related, but there were definite just... I shouldn't say it's a favorite memory, but it still makes me laugh. How I felt like every Christmas when my parents put up the lights outside,
yeah,
that was the last Christmas. they were going to get a divorce. That was it.
That's
the
hilarious.
The fighting, doing those lights was like, we braced for it. It was serious because my father, Scottish, my mother, Irish. Whoa. Those
so tempers. What were they fighting about? Where to put them or how to put them off?
Where to put them, where my dad should be stapling, my dad on the ladder not being careful enough.
Oh, right,
a lot of my mom kind of bickering at him and him like, I know what to do, Maureen.
Right.
It shouldn't delight me in such a way, but it made me laugh every year. I'd be like, uh-oh, lights today?
Yeah. I don't think we did outdoor lights. Maybe they did a few when they got, I don't remember. But not, it wasn't a thing. It was the tree, we always had a real tree. We always had a real tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we would decorate that puppy. I'm trying to think. And then, my dad was a lot of fun. I may tell a story a little bit, but he would make eggnog, homemade eggnog, and then adult eggnog, which had rum in it. And he also at Christmas would make fudge. So my dad liked to cook and he liked to make different things, but he had a bit of a sweet tooth. He loved his ice cream. Schwann's, for those of you wondering, Schwann's ice cream, very firm ice cream, not the ABC ice cream, air blown crap. Not that, not the stuff you get in the stores, but Schwann's truck would come by. He would make fudge. You ever had fudge before?
Yes, Craig, I've had fudge.
Okay. Eggnog. I mean, it was, this is what I wanted to ask you. Did you have a special Christmas dinner? Because we did.
We always had a roast, a Christmas roast. Yeah. And then we'd have potatoes and lovely, lovely roast and potatoes.
Yeah.
And some veggies. Yeah.
We had a little something called prime rib.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's real classy. Real ritzy.
Yeah. And there was something else that I discovered as a child that they would serve with prime rib. And it's one of my favorite things in the world. If you go to Lowry's over here in La Cienega, the famous Lowry's, they have the prime rib and they have this same side. Have you ever in your life, Allie McKay, heard of Yorkshire pudding?
I have, and I have had it at Lowry's because I used to every year do, what was the big beef bowl thing that they would do with the football team?
The Rose Bowl. The Big Ten team would come out. Yes. Ohio State would eat at Lowry's on La Cienega. Yeah.
Lowry's a place for ribs. So I would always go in there and we would do the whole thing. And ooh, wow, their meals were fun.
How would you describe to the young people Yorkshire pudding? Because people say, pudding. I like pudding. No, it's different.
It's a meal, really, is what it is. It's not sweet.
Correct.
It's more
like
savory.
It's a flaky pastry made with a lot of eggs. And it blows up and it's fun. It's like a crepe, but it's not a crepe. It's a pastry. Yeah. It's not sweet at all. You put a little, it's like a biscuit. It's not sweet. And it's one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah.
Yorkshire pudding with the prime rib.
And your family would make that?
My mommy would make that. My mommy.
Wow.
I don't want to say my mommy was better than your mom. Why am I saying mom? I never called
her
mommy. I called her mom.
Okay.
I called her mom. I was going to do a joke, but I would have to edit it out. But anywho, so we did that and I'm very happy childhood. I'm trying to think, should I tell my story? Do you want to hear it?
I do.
It has a few layers to it, a few beats to it. And you know what? If I don't like it, I'll just edit it out, but it's a great story. And it's a true story. And it involves Christmas and my parents, and my whole family. And I told it last year at KFAN with Dan Barrero, and they say I got a little choked up. Hopefully I won't do that today because it was my parents passed a few years ago, 88 and 87, but they were married. My dad was from the East Coast he was born in Queens and they went to Teaneck, New Jersey, high school there. And my mom grew up on a farm in Olathe, Kansas, and she was just a classy, classy lady. She never knew her real mom. Her mom passed when my mom was 2.5 years old. My mom was this tall, striking woman. She was 5'9", a brunette. And she played organ in the Baptist church at age 12. at age 12. And she, as she grew up, she was a teacher, but she also taught piano lessons. She was very talented. So, but she used to joke that she married my dad. He was a city slicker, and well, I thought he had money. But anyway, so they, you know, my dad could not afford a wedding ring, a diamond wedding ring. So they had a wedding band, a gold band. Okay, that's a little background to the story here. And so we're fast forward now, and I grew up in Hastings, and we moved there when we were kindergarten on, and I had an older brother Chris and an older sister Julie, and we moved out to we call it the country when I was in ninth grade. So I still went to high school in Hastings, but we were out this wooded area, which was, we call it the country, with some other homes around, very bucolic and beautiful. And I'm probably I'm in ninth or 10th grade. Okay. So my brother is either a senior or he's in college, or my sister's in college, but they're back for Christmas. And at this point in our life, we open the gifts on Christmas Eve. And it's now Christmas Eve. And no, it's Christmas Eve day, but it's the middle of the day. My mom's in the kitchen, and my dad calls my brother and I into the living room. Shh, 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 don't say anything. Did you guys do it? Is it over there? Shh, don't let your mother hear this. He's playing a game. He's messing with her. Can she hear that he's hushing and whispering? We don't know. We fast forward to the night. Everyone opens their gifts, and we're done. Except Dad says, there's one more gift. Honey, would you please sit down on the couch between Julie and I and close your eyes?" And my dad was on her left side holding her hand, and my sister was on the right side of my mom holding her hand. "And keep your eyes closed." And they were squeezing the hands a little bit, and he said, "Keep your eyes closed, boys. Go over there and get it, and don't drop it. Do not drop it." So we go outside. We open the garage door. It's really cold. We wait a few seconds, like we're going to the neighbor's house. We close the garage door. We come back in, and now we're pretending to carry a heavy. Don't watch it. My back is sore. I hit the wall. Don't hit. Careful. My dad is squeezing the hands. Julie's squeezing the hand. And my mom's going, "What is going on?" And we come in, and we drop a big thud. We drop the thing down there. And Dad says, "Open your eyes." And she opens her eyes, and there's nothing there. And then she sees the ring on her finger that my father slipped on her finger. "Merry Christmas." There's the diamond ring.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh.
My dad was
And to make it the whole family involved. That was like Kilbourne Theater.
Yeah.
That is really lovely. Because he kept squeezing it as he was putting it on, getting her all confused.
Mom started crying. She's an emotional person. We like her. She likes Amazing Grace. She'd get emotional with Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And, thank you for listening.
Oh, that you had me on the edge of my seat. That is delightful.
Yeah,
what a story.
Yeah, I wonder if I should tell it every year, but I'm trying to think if I hope I didn't drop any details. So you understood that we had an imaginary thing we were carrying, a heavy gift from the neighbors that we stored over there so she wouldn't see it.
Right.
And then I hope I didn't, my brother and sister will hear it and they say, "Well, you forgot something. What I was wearing?" I usually tell I was probably wearing a cashmere sweater if I was, you know.
I mean, would it have added to it? Yeah, sure would. Sure would. I feel cheated.
Anyways, yeah. So that was fun. Those are good times. Those are
that is good.
And with that note, no, I'm just kidding. What are you going to do this year for Christmas? And do you cook at home or do you go out for dinner?
I will be going to my parents' house. That's one of the main reasons moved to Maine.
Okay. And how far away do they live?
They are about an hour and 20 minutes from me.
Oh, that's a hike.
Just close enough and just far enough.
Oh.
We both say.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a real easy little drive. So I will go down on Christmas Eve because I can't go down on Christmas. That's crazy. Santa will have already come.
Right.
So I will go down on Christmas Eve, probably have a roast on Christmas Eve,
They prepare, right? They will be cooking.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my mom is an amazing, amazing chef. So we will do that. And then we were talking about maybe doing lobsters on Christmas.
Oh my gosh. It's
Maine. Maine. Wow. I mean, what are you going to do? Right? Yeah. So we haven't figured that out completely yet, but it will be something a little different. But I think last year we had a wonderful mussels.
Wow.
With some sourdough dip right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was yummy. Little white wine sauce with tomatoes.
I was right about you loving Christmas. I'm going to guess that you don't cook a lot, correct?
I do not, Craig. I do not. But I do, I cook enough for myself.
Right.
I mean, I live alone and there's no one to cook for majority of the time. So I cook enough to get by. But I also have friends that love going out for dinners, which is wonderful.
Right.
I'll be going out to dinner after the show today.
Oh.
Getting something lovely.
But you never go down to the wharf there? Is there a wharf there? I just wanted to
all over the place.
Do you ever meet a sailor and bring the sailor home and cook for
him? I mean, the night is young. We'll see. I'll email you, let you know how the night goes. Can you imagine just some sailor at a port in Maine?
I just wanted to say sailor. I used to live up in Carmel, and Monterey is, you know, famous, the wharf up there and the sailors and the whole thing and the fishermen. Right.
I'm just Brandy.
Great song.
Oh, good times.
So does your dad cook?
He does. I think he does what a lot of men do. They do the grilling. That type of thing.
Macho.
But he will also, he'll throw down in the kitchen as well. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of cooking.
We used to boil bratwurst and beer back in Minnesota, serve it with sauerkraut and mustard, but that's in the summertime. You know, it's just, we did a lot of fun stuff. I mean, it can kind of leaps out at you that I had a happy childhood. It bothers my neighbor that I say it all the time. I had a happy childhood. Because he probably had a, you know, up and down, miserable, you know, blah, 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 blah. So anyways, do you have brothers and sisters? Did you hear my question?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was my answer. You know how every family has one, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What
do you have? Are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters?
I am not. I have a brother.
Okay. Yeah. But will he be at the Christmas celebration at your parents' house?
He will not.
Okay. I asked that. Now, let me just say something. I asked the question because I hear it's going to be a big feast. I didn't know if it was just for three people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you always, you know, it's always that thing in the back of your head where, you know, if you don't know this stuff, you know, they might say, well, I had a sister, but she drowned. You know, somebody passed away. I didn't know. Right. So I didn't know. Yeah, so that's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays from Kreggers. And my favorite gift to give my friends for the holidays is a wonderful shipment of Omaha Steaks. Yes, a gift from Omaha Steaks. They love it. I want to tell you something else. I shared this recently and I was being very vulnerable, but sometimes I send myself a gift of Omaha Steaks. And it's kind of a rush. This is what I do. I live in a 1920s home. I'll unpack my Omaha Steaks and I'll get ready to make dinner for myself. But this is what I do. I take a nice hot shower. I put on some slacks and a cashmere sweater and Miles Davis in the background. Maybe some cologne. I don't know why I'm telling you that. And I will basically dress up, don't mean to yell, I will dress up even though I'm not going out. I'm staying in. And then I cook Omaha Steaks, ribeye, with one of their sides, scalloped potatoes. And then for dessert, those naughty little caramel apple tartlets. They're tiny, they're cute. I inhale them in two bites. And then during dinner, of course, I have a California cab. Also, when I do the order, I sometimes use my own code Kilborn, and I save $30. This is fun. This is the life gorgeous. Oh, the holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code Kilborn at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. This offer won't last long. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. It's kind of a rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Kilborn at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Kilborn at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. I'm proud of you. And we're moving on. Funny joke about your brother. That's great. He really didn't pass away. So that sounds like a great Christmas, though. Why did your folks decide to move to Maine? I think you told me on the last time you're on the podcast, but my retention's not always there because, you know, I got the Vikings vying for the playoffs. I got the Timberwolves, best record in the NBA currently, but I know they have a tough schedule now. We're going to lose some games probably. So I don't retain everything Allie McKay says. So why did your folks move to Maine?
They met in Maine when they were 15. Oh. My dad water skied by. My mom said, "That's the man I'm going to marry."
Ooh.
And realized they live near each other in Massachusetts. And then in the late 60s, they moved to LA for what was going to be 3 years. They stayed until 2006, 2007.
Right.
And moved back to Maine full time. But we have spent every summer in Maine as a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they moved here full time. And then I followed suit a few years ago.
And you have your own house there, right?
I do.
What year was it built?
Very lucky because I was looking at really old, old, old homes because I used to live in LA where I lived was old, which is really funny because it's like maybe what are the homes in Hancock Park? Like
1920s.
1920s. To me, that was so old. And then when I was looking at houses, I'm like, 1800 farmhouse, sign me up. Oh. My dad's like, "No, you don't want that. Your heating will be through the roof. You're going to have to be working on it all the time." He's like, "I'm not going to be around that long, so I can't come over and fix things." But that's all I wanted.
Right.
Until I found a listing for the home that I bought that was built in 2014. And it is perfect.
Oh, good for you.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
And how far are you from the water?
I can see it out that window.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a beautiful area. I mean, I don't know how it compares. Like you have Cape Cod, you have Massachusetts, you've got Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. I don't know the areas that well. I've been to Boston. I've been to Montauk in New York. So I don't know. But Maine is stunning, like one of the more stunning places or what?
I think it's up there as the most stunning.
Right.
You've got just the rocky coastline and it's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I guess the obvious question, are the folks heavy drinkers?
They like their drinks. Yeah. Are you saying because they're Scottish and Irish?
Maybe.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Yeah. My dad likes a highball or a Manhattan.
Yeah.
And my mother she used to be a wine drinker and then she switched to almost like a vodka and a pomegranate drink.
Oh, okay.
Very strange, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That was odd to me, but okay. So that's it.
That's fun. Vodka drinks are fun. I used to drink vodka gimlets in my 30s, but no more sugar. Pomegranate's great. Vodka cranberry is very popular, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Vodka grapefruit. These all, they all have names. I used to memorize them. Screwdriver, rusty nail, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I drink in moderation. It makes me happy. I can't remember. Do you drink a little bit? Or you-
I do. I'm a Prosecco drinker.
Oh.
I like a Prosecco.
Yeah.
In a wine glass, though.
Right.
I like Prosecco in a wine glass. I don't love a little.
Right. Flute. So yeah. I was just, you see me jump, the agile mind jumps. Cause I think you're great personality and I love that you're over there, on the East Coast living your life and, you know, mm-hmm. So you're going out for dinner tonight with your friends. And I made a joke about meeting a sailor cause I just wanted to say that sentence, but what is the dating scene like out there? Are you able to say the city or town you live in, or do you want to keep that private? Do you just want to say the state of Maine?
I would rather not.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's it like, the dating scene in the state of Maine and the area you live?
It's
or do you
not
care?
Great.
Yeah.
I do care because I would like to meet a nice strapping young man. That would be wonderful.
Younger than you?
Why not? Go crazy. Why not? How old do you think I am, Craig?
I think you're a kid. I mean, I think you're like 33 or 34. I don't know.
You're such a liar. But
well, you always take a few years off to flatter people. I mean,
You sure did.
I mean,
and I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm a woman of a certain age, and I have not been married. I have not had children.
Right.
I would like to spend some time, the later end of my life,
right,
with a man.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see.
But do guys, when you're out and about in the area, mm-hmm. the East Coast area, are there guys hitting on you or asking you out? Or you have that, you know, so pretty, you have blonde hair and you got hats and things and you probably wear jumpsuits sometimes out to the bars. I mean.
Really selling it. Yep. She wears hats and jumpsuits. Sign me up. She sounds great. I do fine. I was in a I'm not going to say a holding pattern, but any of my friends that are watching this right now will be
right.
Like, it was a holding pattern.
Right.
Where I was holding out for a gentleman that just, he's not it. Craig, he's
right.
not it. Some men and women are just emotionally not available. Sometimes you just have different goals in life and patterns. And he's from your neck of the woods, too.
Yeah.
Good Midwestern boy.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's he do for a living? Or should we move on from that?
We should.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a mess, though.
It's kind of fun. I don't really ask the dating questions, but I decided to today because it entertains me. You know what I'm saying?
Craig, so, if you know any nice young man, I won't even say in Maine, in Boston,
right.
in New York, there are planes I hear.
So Larry Bird is still married. I know Larry Bird. He's married. Larry
right.
Legend.
Yeah.
He spends time. He lives in Indiana and has a place in Florida.
Okay. So he's out.
Rick Carlisle is the coach of the Pacers. He's in Indiana. The dating thing, we have something. So was the guy long distance then? The holding pattern guy?
Yeah.
That's no fun.
No, it's not great. The whole thing was just a mess and dumb.
And your girlfriends, did they say dump his ass or what would they say?
Yeah. What are you doing? You are waiting for something that is, it's pointless. The whole thing was pointless.
What did Bean say?
We don't really talk much about that.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. So you and I are closer than you and Bean. I see.
Exactly.
So that's interesting. Yeah. Would he fly into the main area to hang out with you?
We had some rendezvous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. But again, listen, I'm not saying long distance can't work.
Right.
But there has to be a plan of action. And it just.
I think it worked for Maury and Connie. I just wanted
that's
to
say. That's what I always think of when I think of long distance.
I just like saying, but
like they're your friends.
Well, that's interesting. I could, yeah. Oh, did I ask you this? Did I ask you this when you were working in LA? Did you, I guess I'm going down this road just to entertain myself and maybe others. Did you have some famous people ask you out, celebs that you're comfortable saying, or you don't want to say their names or what?
I did have a couple that asked me out that I wouldn't say their names, but yeah. Oh,
you went out a couple weekends. I think you and Billy Bush were hanging out, right? I'm just going to say names. And then, what's his face? Probst. You went out with Probst, Jeff Probst, wow, for a while.
Very specific, like, well, short men.
I'm
okay.
I like it. I just say names. I just like,
wow.
Do you know, yeah, when I did my show, we as a team, because it was a team, we did a lot of celebrity jokes. And I'm glad I don't do the show anymore for a variety of reasons. But we had a very small writing staff, and I didn't do a lot of political jokes. And I think the best jokes were celebrity jokes. So I hurt people's feelings. And then if I see them out, I just say, hey, my bad. I'm sorry.
You know? Yeah.
But did you guys do a lot of celeb jokes on K-Rock?
I think Ralph Garman, who did the celebrity beat type thing, he did a lot of jokes. But I don't know that they over time were mean-spirited. Maybe a little bit back, like back when everyone was awful to Britney. I think everyone was awful to Britney for a time, and it's bad and it was terrible.
Right.
And then there was some Anna Nicole Smith stuff that, you know, she came in and wasn't quite all there type of thing. So that interview kind of took on a life of its own. But I think it's really interesting to me that Kevin and Bean, who I grew up listening to, that were on the air together for 30 years.
Wow.
The way that they both matured and kind of changed their whole direction. Like, they really kind of changed with the times in a way that you don't get to see, because you work for this amount of time, then you move on to something else, that type of thing. But you really got to see the
you're
way
you're saying
that
they changed, where they became a little more kind, is what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. A little more understanding and could think outside of themselves.
Well, I think when you're younger broadcasting, you want to stand out, you want to be kind of controversial, shock jock, blah, blah. And so you do that stuff. Yeah. I used to do they're called fat jokes back in the day. All the hosts did them, and then we stopped, you know. There was a woman who called me, and she called Conan, and, you know, and said, knock it off. And then I thought about it, and I knocked it off. I'll tell you
how did she get your numbers?
Oh, she called at CBS, and then
They put me through. Can I have Conan's number? Yeah. Did you know Conan is on my top five list of men, number one?
As far as hunky hunky?
Oh my gosh. If Conan wasn't married, I would want to marry him tomorrow.
Yes. Well, this is what I say about him. So my favorite late night host is Johnny Carson, cool and smooth. And I like Letterman. But for pure comedy, I think Conan's the funniest. That's what I say about him. But it is funny, because I remember reading an interview with him recently, and he said, you know, he was a tall kid like I was. And he said, and he was really awkward. And I was like, oh, I wasn't. I was really coordinated. I was very good in basketball. I was playing with the older boys, the older kids. And I was coordinated from second grade on. I could handle the ball and very smooth, but it was just funny to hear. But that's how that's why some of the comedy is different.
Sure.
So anybody else that asked you out when you were out here at K-Rock? Musicians, K-Rock, actors, filthy rich men.
It was mostly on KTLA doing the news.
Right.
Yeah. That tended to be when it never ceased to amaze me how many people watched that morning show.
Yeah. It was a good show.
Yeah. Good time.
What was the weather's guy's name? Kresge?
Mark Kresge.
Yeah.
And Sam Rubin.
Sam Rubin. Yeah. But
the
weather guy, the weather guy was really funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of my favorite clips of mine have a lot to do with Mark Criskey. Uh-huh. Like when I was trying to, did I tell this story the last time?
What was it?
When I was trying to milk a goat on the air.
Let me hear it again. Let me see if I remember this.
I was at a place that was making lotions and stuff from goat milk.
Okay.
And the woman was trying to teach me how to do it. And I wasn't good at all. And I just couldn't get it down. And Mark didn't know that his microphone was on. And at the end of the segment, I said, I just want to apologize to goat farmers across America. And it's a one shot on me.
Right.
And all of a sudden you hear in the background, a man's voice go, yeah, and every ex-boyfriend. And I was like, what? And then he realized his mic was on. They took a two shot. His face is purple because he's so mortified, but also trying so hard not to laugh. Right. And I'm just saying like, oh, Mark, when I get back, I believe my exact words were, when I get back, I'm going to milk you. Which again, what are you doing, Allie? Wow. So that, yeah, that is the epitome of Mark Criskey to
me. Oh, Lord.
That clip.
He's funny.
He's perfect. He's perfect.
There was this, I don't think I told this one. It's funny how we don't remember. We know we had fun on our last conversation, but we don't remember the details. But I remember watching the morning show and Sam Rubin, they were arguing, and I agreed with Sam Rubin. There's this pet peeve I have about valet parking. I don't like to valet park. Did I tell you this last time or
you
not?
You did. Oh. I loved it. Tell it again.
Well, no, it was just basically Sam didn't like to, you know, why pay for something that you can do yourself? And blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So you park, you know, half a block away and Kirsky, is it Kirsky or Criskey?
Criskey.
KR. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Criskey's like, oh, poor Mrs. Rubin. Poor Mrs. Rubin. She's got to walk a half a block because he won't valet in the heels. She has to walk in the heels.
Amazing.
But that, I just love that. Okay. Let's do it. Cause I gotta, like, we all have things to do. You got a big, party tonight at the going out for dinner and I got things to do. Let's do the Life Gorgeous quiz. Simple questions, profound insights. Who wrote the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire? It's called the Christmas song. Who wrote that? Do you remember? That's, it was two people, but one of them, I'm looking for one guy's name. Very famous.
Oh. Two people, I would say, then like a Rodgers and Hammerstein.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like that.
Nope.
No. Okay. The famous guy is a solo singer. Do you want me to tell you?
Bacharach?
No, Mel Torme.
Oh, they wrote okay.
Like June or July in Bel Air.
Wow. Okay.
Rank these actors in who you like. Redford, Steve McQueen, Newman.
Oh. People are going to get real mad, but Steve McQueen is kind of just a, like, he's action-y. So not really my thing. So three.
Okay.
Number two. Ooh, wow. Paul Newman. Number one, Redford.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Though.
Well, why do you say Redford over Newman?
Because I lived in Park City and he did a lot of wonderful things with Sundance and he was so lovely.
Right.
I met him a few times and he was just such a lovely man. But then, I think tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And he's so handsome, those blue eyes. Oh, I like, that's tough.
Yeah, I think I have Newman one because he's the best. He's a really good actor. I love the verdict. And I don't know, I guess Redford too. I like Steve McQueen though. I thought he looked cool. Yeah. He had a unique presence. I liked him.
Yeah.
Another one, rank them. Elvis, Sinatra, Taylor Swift.
Oof. I'm sorry, Bean. Taylor's going to be three.
Okay.
And then it's going to be Elvis number two, because my mom loved Elvis. She saw him in Vegas right before he died.
Right.
For a while, I was convinced Elvis might be my dad. Not correct at all. And then, I think Sinatra, just for everything he did and just his whole presence.
Absolutely.
How cool is he?
Right.
Number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good order. I would fully agree with you.
Thank you.
Who sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
The guy, Gene Autry.
Very good. Now, Gene Autry sang it. Very good.
Yeah.
And then on the TV special, it was Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad I looked it up because I just remember Burl Ives singing it. And I was just going to say that's, and I said, so if you said Gene Autry, but you're right. It was Gene Autry on the radio, made it very popular. Yeah. Look at that. And finally, our sponsor this week is Omaha Steaks.
Yum.
Yeah.
My parents get those. Oh, they love it.
If they order this week and next week, use code Kilborn, they get $30 off. Code Kilborn. It's in this podcast where you can, code Kilborn. Is that amazing? KILBORN.
Yeah.
What's your favorite steak side?
Ooh. I love a sauteed mushroom.
Oh.
Love, love, love. Yeah. I'll tell you this. There is a petite filet with crab meat on top of it.
Oh my gosh.
And then you put some sauteed mushroom to the side. Wow. Good night now.
That's called living.
That's my dream meal right there. Wow. With a good red. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Did that guy from the Midwest cook that for you?
No. What a jerk.
They have sides at Omaha Steaks, including scalloped potatoes.
Yum.
Potatoes au gratin. Kreger's likes his cheese. That was great. Happy holidays. Great to see you again, Allie.
Great to see you. This has been a delight, as always.
You have a fun life. I knew you did. I knew you'd like Christmas.
Yeah, I do.
Take care. Thank you, Allie.
Bye.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Allie McKay, the bubbly Allie McKay. And we will see you next time, young people. And remember, I'm proud of you.